Good day, listeners, and welcome to TNTech's Power Chat. I am Annabelle Brasnell, Corporate Communications Manager at TNTech, and I'm joined today by Mr. Rodney Latchman, our Commercial Manager. Rodney, thank you for joining us.
It's a pleasure, Ms. Brasnell. Thanks for the invitation.
Today, I want to discuss TNTech's standards for service as laid out by the Regulated Industries Commission, the RIC. The standards that I refer to are the ones better known as the GES and OES standards. Can you tell us what these are?
OES is the overall electricity standards, and the GES is the guaranteed electricity standards. These are performance measures stipulated by the RIC to ensure that TNTech provides a superior quality of service to each customer. The RIC uses these standards as a measure when evaluating any complaints about TNTech or consideration of any application. Whilst TNTech must comply with both the OES and the GES standards, failure to adhere to any of the guaranteed electricity standards or the GES standards will result in compensation for the affected customer.
Okay, understood. Let's start then with the overall electricity standards. There are seven standards. Can you describe how each one works?
Sure, Ms. Brasnell. The overall electricity standards are a set of quality service measurements established for TNTech by the RIC. They are intended to ensure that TNTech provides the same level of service for each customer. OES1 is where the TNTech is required to read 90% of our industrial meters each month and to read 90% of our residential and commercial meters bi-monthly. This is important since it ensures the customer receives actual and accurate meter readings on their electricity bill. OES2 is where TNTech is required to mail out 98% of our electricity bills within 10 working days after the meter reading. This ensures that our customers receive their bill in a timely manner. OES3 is where TNTech visits or gives a substantial reply when responding to meter problems within 10 days, 95% of the time. In other words, TNTech must ensure that 95% of the time a customer requests a meter check or a problem with their meter that we, TNTech, responds within 10 working days. This ensures that our customers get accurate and timely bills. OES4 is where TNTech is required to give our customers 3 days notice for any planned outages. The importance of OES4 to our customers is that our customers can be aware of planned outages, and so there they could plan their daily lives or they could better plan their business activities. OES5 is where TNTech is required to repair 100% of failed streetlights within 7 working days, with the exception of those streetlights on the highways. For those streetlights on the highways, we are required to repair those streetlights within 14 working days from the date of the report. OES6, TNTech is required to give a substantive response to written customer queries and requests within 10 working days, and also to communicate a final position within 30 working days. And finally, OES7 is where TNTech must acknowledge receipt of any claim under GES1 within 10 working days.
Thank you, Rodney, for the details on the overall electricity standards. You have ended with the GES1, and we are out of time, ladies and gentlemen. So on our next episode, we will deal with the guaranteed electricity standards and everything related to that set of measurements from the RIC. I should mention with the OES as well as the GES that in a situation of force majeure, that is, if anything happens outside of the control of TNTech, these standards would not be in effect during such a period. Thank you very much for joining us on Power Chat. Thank you very much, Rodney, for being with us. We will talk with you next week as we discuss the guaranteed electricity standards and the compensations that are applicable if there is a breach of these standards.
Thank you very much, Ms. Brasnell.